This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, everybody.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Whoa. What's up with you?
Really nothing.
Nothing?
What's up with you?
Nothing.
Just excited. The next couple days are going to be super fun.
Why?
Oh, Village is coming.
Yeah, Village is coming tonight. Really, really late, though. I won't see him until tomorrow when I get home from work. But
is John picking him up, or is he going to do the Marine
Airport? He's
going to
do the airport, and then John's going to pick him up at the bus stop at, like, I think 1 in the morning or something. Super late. His plane. And actually, he may miss the last airport. You don't really need to know all the details of how he's getting to my house, but
it's always fun to ask.
They'll figure it out. So, but today, Yuzi and I are hanging out.
Oh, yeah, we have a chick date.
We do have a chick date. Although, you can come if you want,
Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny. We would love it if you come on a date with us.
You don't date us anymore
you used to date us all the time.
I appreciate the offer, and I actually am jealous because I think that movie is going to be excellent.
We're going to see it today right after the show.
Probably better than the book.
I walked away
from the book feeling pretty upset.
No.
I think that was gnarlier than I would have liked. Some of the imagery in the book is, and I'm not just talking about the kids thing, that's the domestic violence in that was heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And more. And it wasn't just that. There were a few storylines where I just thought, can't you just boogeyman me?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Boo.
Why you gotta be mean to animals?
Right.
Yeah, that's the
There's
worst.
So much.
I can't.
I'm barely into it. I started it because Vinny was rereading it, and I realized I haven't read it. I don't think since it came out, and I remember very little of it. I remember the basic story, but as we're getting into some of the details, it's like, oh yeah, that. Oh yeah. Oh my God. Oh wow. I don't remember this at all. This is crazy.
Well, and it's all tied in to it. The town is extremely violent. They actually talk about how in this town, if you were to take the, at some point you'll get to this part of the story.
I think this is the exact part I'm getting to as Mike Hanlon is laying out sort of the history of Derry and all these crazy inflated
stats. If you were to compare the numbers, the statistics to any other town, it's Derry has the most violent history.
The most murders, the most child abductions, all these mysterious things that every 27 years some crazy thing happens. Like at one point, the steelworks or whatever it is explodes and all these kids are in there doing an Easter egg hunt. And it's horrible. And then the first people who settled that area, all 340 of them disappeared in the 1700s.
Like, oh, yeah, I did.
Nobody knows why. They just, nope.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised that I'm going today. Yeah. It's totally not my thing.
Oh.
I'm really like, Hooman and I are a lot alike in that kind of thing. I don't
oh,
need
you
that
see?
To fill up. I don't need to
Am
fill
I gonna
up
have to
head.
Comfort you and hold you to me?
Well, yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, you'll have to hold me. Hold me.
If it gets too much, we can
no,
leave.
I'll
see
adult.
It again with
I can handle it. I'm just saying.
Can you?
Just,
are you sure about that?
Well, you know, I brought my flashlight in case I needed it.
to
if
get
I need to
out.
Run out.
From what I'm reading and from what I've heard, I think they've done this is why I think you're going to like the movie. I think they've done a good job taking out, because they've modernized it.
Right.
They've taken out a lot of the racial epithets, a lot of the, what do you call that?
The most
the gay bashing. They've
that
taken
they,
that out of it, I'm sure, too.
Well, that is, there's more of that in the what I will assume is going to be the second movie, because this is the journey of the kids, right?
Right.
Where it is really the whole, while they are, you know, they start in the 1950s. So far, most of what I've read, I don't know, a quarter of the way through, is about the adults. So he mixes it, and I remember it jumping back and forth a lot.
Oh, it bounces back and forth enough that you are like,
wait, where am I?
Mm.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So anyway, I have my own pile right now due to the fact that I've got Sandy in town and the missus who texted me this morning and from her hotel room.
She's still here? Oh, okay.
It's like, I didn't sleep.
So she's basically spending the week here.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't she sleep?
You know,
just work
hotels
or just outside. Yeah, hotels. Misses her kid. I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean that was one of the
hotels are lonely and boring.
Can
you
guys FaceTime me? I'm like, all right, we'll FaceTime you.
Oh.
And the kid is like, just swimming in Nona. So she's all, hey, Ma, okay, bye.
Gotta go play with Grandma now. Don't need you. Wherever you are, hope you're having fun. Bye.
Doesn't have any idea that Mom needs a hug right now. She just is full on like, we're watching Captain Underpants and we had a hot dog for dinner. Okay, bye.
That's great that she's...
It's good, right?
She's fine.
But there's Mom alone in the hotel going. Yeah.
Did you hang up the moment the kid walked out of the screen?
The kid did.
Oh, all right.
The kid really knows how. You guys, it's so true that kids, all this stuff is intuitive. Mm. It seems like kids. If my kid is playing the learning game, we're teaching her Spanish and a couple other things on the iPad. There's a couple games that do that. And if a text comes through, she knows to flip it up. Get off my screen. She's just got all of it figured out. And it's
so user-friendly. It's almost designed for kids.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think that was the point. Apple sort of went, you know, old people aren't going to be able to get this.
Let's get
we
the kids
make
so
easy.
This.
Yeah, right. The kids can teach the older people. Yeah.
But it's just...
And they do.
And they do. But anyway, so yeah, she knows how to turn that thing off.
So it's...
Red button.
Bye. Is your girl staying another night here in town?
I think today at 5 she's done.
Oh, good.
I was going to say, too bad you couldn't go meet her.
Well, you know what's funny
lunchtime.
Is...
little hotel.
At one point...
Interlude.
Yeah. I would have done the midday lunch thing, but she was... And she was like, well, why don't you come stay? I'm all... I hate hotels, you know that. Why would you ask me that?
Because she wanted some alone time with her man.
Yeah,
fool.
What's the matter with you?
She was giving it
had crazy hotel sex.
She throws it at you.
You have no idea how many things I had to do in order to get that, make that. I was like, then I got to go get the, I can't leave my mom
I
without
my
a car.
Condom.
I got to leave my mom with a car, but my mom can't drive a stick, so I got to drive. If I was like, really?
Bigger hassle.
Just do your job.
Yeah.
I'll meet you when you get home.
Right.
Come on. Give me a break.
Right. Come on.
Well, that's the beauty of relationships right there. In the beginning, you'll move heaven and earth to spend an hour alone with them.
So true.
And then you won't.
Like, right. Today.
Yeah, I'll see you this weekend.
Today I got a meeting with the floor guy.
Oh. Right.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Or just an estimate?
Yeah.
Who'd you go with?
Oh, well, we haven't. That's it. Mm. So I got a couple. One guy's
You're just refinishing. He's not going to.
It's a wood refinishing thing. Yeah. Project.
Which
I've had done before.
Yeah,
they just had years of use.
Wear and tear.
But I've had it done before. And the guy who did it before, they can really take wood and make it brand new.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty neat.
It is. It's amazing what a 16th of an inch, 1/8 of an inch off the top of wood will do. Sit there. Oh, look at that. Brand new virgin wood. It's never seen the light of day. Let's ruin it.
Based on the wood here, I don't know who chose the wood here in this building, but they chose clearly the softest wood ever made.
Yep.
And it is dotted with
high heels.
In every, it looks like a golf ball.
It actually
on the second floor.
Yeah,
oh, I never noticed.
Oh, it
I'll
is.
Look that when we go
it
down.
No,
to the
truly
show.
Looks
around the corner right here. Isn't that a wood floor?
Yeah,
that's horrible. They wound up putting a runner down the middle of it so that you could walk, and no one walks on that. People cut the corner. It's almost like pine. It's that soft. It's just.
It looks like a golf ball.
Yeah, it's. Mm. All
the least expensive?
Dented, dimpled up.
I don't know
Who
how
knows?
That's less expensive because it's ruined.
Yeah. Well, it costs the least, and there it still is.
Oh.
So far, it's the least expensive.
Good point.
This is a bummer. There's 925. I've been stuck in traffic on 580 for 30 minutes plus. Likely going to miss my flight to Maui.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Looking forward to laughs on your show to get me through this morning. I do know 580 westbound, there was a fatality.
And something else happened. Some truck, like, broke down and spilled out all its guts.
Yes.
And then they need a special kind of tow truck to get that guy out of there, too.
And they have to mop it all off the highway. East Bay, just forget it. Just stay home. They were talking. He was given an alternate route.
It's Castro Valley, yeah.
That involved...
What?
I mean,
off-roading?
Basically. You actually had to have a four-wheel drive vehicle to get over a hill. Like, it was insane.
Who are you talking about?
The CBS traffic report.
I listened to that guy, too.
Victor.
Oh, okay.
Victor Saragossa.
Mm-hmm.
Big
Daddy.
Kitchen.
Move it out the way.
Yeah.
Keep my eye on that.
Uh-huh.
What did you call him?
CHP on en route.
She called him Big Daddy.
En route.
Big Daddy.
You call him...
What do you know about this guy? Why is he Big Daddy?
He's been in Bay Area radio for 20 years.
Big Daddy Saragossa.
Big Daddy Saragossa. Yeah.
Oh, Big Daddy Saragossa.
Did he used to DJ?
Yeah. One of the stations locally for many, many years. A couple different stations, but his name was Big Daddy. Hey, it's Big Daddy. Brittany used to even listen to him.
Oh. Big Daddy.
Yeah, he goes, yeah, I did. So when Big Daddy started on KCBS, as they changed over companies, me and Brittany are all, hey, Big Daddy's on. And so I had never met him before, so I went over there. I'm all, hey! And I had one of the guys, Bob, I go, hey, Bob, introduce me to Victor. And so I'm like, hey, I'm over here at Alice. Big Daddy, I've been listening to you for years.
What station was he on?
He was, I think he was on at the time, he might have done KSL before it got turned to something else. He was on KBLX, and then I think he might have been on KISS. Whatever it was before that, or you know how things change.
Yeah,
and he was at some Stockton stations, wasn't he as well? Like morning show over there.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, he's big in
Stockton. You know, he's been around.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's funny.
How, he sounds so yeah, it's so funny because when I didn't have any history with Big Daddy Saragossa, and when I first started hearing him when they switched it over because who's the guy
Ted Anthony
for years.
Texted me yesterday morning. I miss doing KCBS traffic.
Well, I miss hearing him.
He's on
him.
KQED.
Oh, that's
now
he's got a
traffic.
Gig.
Yeah.
But when I first started hearing, I thought, oh, who's this kid?
Mm-hmm.
Who's this kid taking over from my Ted?
Yeah.
Whose name I already forgot. Sorry, Ted.
You're terrible.
I know. It's horrible. But now I know Big Daddy.
Yeah.
So how is he like in his 40s or something? Like if he's been in the area for 20 years.
He's probably our age.
Oh.
Yeah.
So super old.
I just ran into him in the break room. He's shorter than me.
Oh.
Has a Latin dude with
not what I pictured at all.
Gray hair around the sides. Nice guy.
Oh, he sounds very nice.
So where does the Big Daddy come from?
That was just his radio name.
A short guy who calls himself Big Daddy?
Well,
sorry,
Vinny.
It's like the giant guy named Tiny.
Exactly, that's so funny.
Don't trust it.
I don't know how that came about. He used to do like, did you listen to him during the Love Line?
Late nights.
Yeah.
He had that really smooth voice.
Yeah.
And he would play R&B songs. So he'd be like, hey, what do you want from Big Daddy? What's going on with you, baby? He'd always call them like baby. He'd always be like, hey, baby, what's happening? And I'm like, how does he get away calling them baby? And they would eat
Big
it
Daddy.
Up.
Big
Daddy. Well, sure, those R&B people, they love to love.
Sure.
I could imagine
he has to get it wrong.
Girls really like, you know, being very voluntary with things with him.
So now that Bryn's on the mic, I just want to say I was at a couple events last night, and at least 25 people came up to me and said
25?
How much they loved
that means two.
Bryn's interview yesterday.
At all?
Wait, I didn't hear the end.
Definition of raging at all?
Shut up!
I'm
yeah,
trying
up,
to
Brent.
Match my pitch
here. Can you let me embrace it?
Anyway, people were laughing.
Some people loved it. The
crying
interviews.
In their car.
It was highly enjoyable.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you
guys.
Missed it, yeah, for us. if you missed it, Bryn did some red carpet interviews at the GLAAD Gala last weekend, and it was his first time on the red carpet doing the interviews.
It was,
and so he's all dressed up nice and neat in a tux, and those are all on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're totally worth a look because Bryn is
it's loud.
It's like you're shot out of a cannon, though. You're just ah! We're raging! Rage!
Every question.
Hey, it wasn't like that.
I
edited it so that it seemed like I asked rage questions only, but I asked more than that, and it was mainly because they were CNN folks, and I wanted to get that perspective, but raging at all?
That's what he asked every person.
I love how she turns my mic off. Just
well, I
for
gotta
that
turn
bite.
It off. I don't want you to be
and
saying
then
it.
And turns you back on. That's so
yeah,
nice.
You can
of
be
you.
Back on.
Thank you. Anyway, Bryn has these. He has his own YouTube page.
Oh, he does. You have yes. your own YouTube page?
Yeah, he
does I just.
Now.
Yeah, I just made it so I could put those things up.
Oh,
part
so
of me disappears.
So you're gonna do more?
Yeah.
All right.
I just want to do random stuff.
Yeah, I want him to do, we're going to go to Soul Fest next, not this Saturday,
you
but
are?
Next. I'm going to go, yeah. And
you are?
And
we
so
haven't
I was
really,
telling Bryn he should
it's not
go
concrete
and
yet.
Do some interviews
yeah,
there.
Yeah, do some interviews.
That way he could throw them
it's
up on his
It's such
YouTube.
A cool event, you guys, and Fronty is the mayor of the whole thing.
Are you
thing.
Going to that?
I hope to. That's I'm in the middle of
right.
a lot right yeah. now. But he did absolutely invite me, and I loved seeing him, and you know, one of the visuals I can't let go of is he goes out into the crowd, and there he is, 3 feet above all
he's
the
so
other people,
tall, right?
And he's just a you know, and I don't want to use Godzilla imagery because it's wrong. He's a loving dude who's moving through the crowd and just hugging and singing and playing, and I'm just watching this thing from a few feet back, going, "Man, that guy really does it. Mm-hmm. He is good."
But he's hulking over the crowd like just, Godzilla.
Oh,
is what you're saying?
Six, he's full, like 6'6".
Yeah.
He's very tall. Yeah.
Yeah, he's that guy. I yeah. told you when he comes in for a hug, I feel like a lady. I don't like it.
Up to his belly button.
I feel like a tiny child.
Yeah, it's not good.
Hey, Bryn, what are you doing today? You want to come to see it with us? Oh, you already saw it.
No, I didn't see it, but I can't. I just got some stuff to do.
Sounds like you're working on that house.
Well, you know, between the house and the baby and, you know, all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, buddy.
It's a lot.
Nesting.
It's a lot.
You're
yeah,
in full nest mode.
Full blown, yeah. Yeah,
as are you, sir.
It's a lot of work.
I'm not.
You, hey, Vincent.
Me, what?
Opening up a new nest.
Everyone, go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I went ahead and posted Bryn's other interview,
oh.
the one with Ross Matthews.
I didn't ask you to do that at all. I think I gotta try to talk like that the whole time now. We're practice working on that.
Hello? Oh, okay, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Having fun there,
we're
Sarah?
Way late.
Yeah,
I
super
know, we
having
are late.
Go ahead and keep forcing it.
Yeah. Oh, don't you worry about that, sir. That's going to be happening. We're going to find ways to rage all morning, and that won't be the way we do it at all. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.